Turn to Proverbs 7:16. So in verse 14, the strange woman meets this guy after she kisses him, and with an impudent face she says to him, "I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt." So she's decked her bed with coverings of tapestry. So if meeting a woman dressed like a harlot on a street corner late at night, who grabbed him and kissed him before she even began talking piously, if that didn't cause suspicion of her character and motives, talking about her bed certainly should have. If up until this point your antenna haven't gone up and you don't see some red flags, when she starts talking about her bed, then you might want to be a little concerned. Because beds have two primary functions, right? Sleeping and sex. Remember what Paul said in Hebrews 13 and verse 4? He said that the marriage bed is undefiled. How do you say that in Hebrews 13, 4? Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. All right, so married people and unmarried people use the bed for that reason. Clearly, there's probably a connotation here. If one of the first subjects of conversation with a woman is her bed, there's a very good chance that she's not just simply tired. She probably is trying to entice you, to allure you. Yeah, she says, "I got, what's those, I can't remember those mattresses they box up and ship to you. They were real popular for a while. Anyway, no, I can't remember. It'll come to me in a second.
Sleep Number or?
No, it was after that. This was just a few years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But if she's raving about how wonderful this new bed that she got that just showed up in the box is, yeah, you might want to be a little bit wary. Now, people often invest in equipment that make themselves more productive. And I recommend doing this, right? I've got thousands of dollars of equipment in my office. My great big L-shaped desk, which used to be motorized, which broke and isn't anymore. But two 24-inch monitors on a monitor arm and a Tempur-Pedic office chair. It's very comfortable for me. And LED adjustable arm lights to have lots of bright light on the desk and all kinds of stuff, and a 20 volume OED set and all kinds of other books. And I mean, I've invested a ton of money over the years in my work. And I remember a guy that I used to work with telling me this, to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. It's wise. It amazes me how some people don't invest in their own work, in their own livelihood. They'll go cheap on things that would make their own work easier. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Mm-hmm. It'd be like if you're a mechanic and all you have is a crescent wrench because you're just too darn cheap to buy a good set of sockets. I mean, it's insane, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, people do this, right? They invest in their equipment to make themselves more productive. And the strange woman is no different. Her bed is decorated finely. She says, "I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry." Decked is adorned, embellished, set out. To deck is to cover, especially to cover with garments, clothe. To clothe in rich or ornamental garments, to cover with what beautifies, to array, attire, adorn. So her bed is, she's got beautiful adornment to it. It's really impressive looking. It's covered in tapestry. Tapestry is a textile fabric decorated with designs of ornament and pictorial subjects, painted, embroidered, or woven in colors, used for wall hangings, curtains, coverings, for seats, to hang from windows or balconies on festive occasions, etc., especially such as decorated fabric in which a weft containing ornamental designs in colored wool or silk, gold or silver thread, etc., is worked with bobbins or brooches and pressed close with a comb on a warp of hemp or flax stretched in a frame. If you understood what any of that was talking about, that's how you make tapestry. So it's this beautiful fabric which has a bunch of stuff woven into it, and gold and silver and pictures and things like that. It's really pretty. It's kind of like a quilt, I guess, only probably a really, really nice, fancy quilt. So she says she's got, she's decked her bed with tapestry with carved works, she said. So her bed is adorned with carved wood. And this is the kind of adorning that the temple of God had in 1 Kings 6:35. So this woman is a woman of means. Well, her husband went away with a bag of money, so he's got some money. And apparently he liked having a nice bedroom set up. Probably didn't realize that she was using it for other reasons. 1 Kings 6:35. It says, and he carved thereon cherubims and palm trees and open flowers and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. So there's an example of carved works, right? A wooden piece. This is, in this case, it was in the temple where you had flowers and cherubims, which are angels, and palm trees, and you know, these beautiful things carved into it and then overlaid with gold. Now, I don't know if hers was overlaid with gold or not, but anyway, you know, a nice carved wood bedpost, a bed frame. That's pretty fancy, pretty nice. So this type of ornate woodwork would be very expensive and would possibly lead him to think that she's not a cheap tramp, right? Because, you know, she's at least, well, you know, we know she's a harlot. He apparently didn't, but so we at least know she's either a successful one or else she's got somebody footing the bill for her, one of the two. And then she says she's decked her bed with fine linen of Egypt. Fine is of superior quality, choice of its kind. Linen is cloth woven from flax, and flax is the plant linum, some other scientific term that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, bearing blue flowers which are succeeded by pods containing the seeds commonly known as linseed. It is cultivated for its textile fiber and for its seeds. Probably heard of flaxseed, right? Flaxseed oil people like to eat. It's supposed to be good for you, I've been told. Well, this is what linen is made out of. Fine linen is very costly and precious. I'll just give you some examples of this to show you. First of all, kings are arrayed, or were arrayed, in fine linen. If you look back in Genesis 41 and verse 42, we'll see that this was not exactly a bedsheet from Walmart. I mean, this was some really nice stuff here. Genesis 41 and verse 42. Not that there's anything wrong with bedsheets from Walmart. I've got a few of them myself. But this woman was a woman of class. Genesis 41 and verse 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Remember, Joseph was second in command of Egypt. He was the prime minister. And this is the kind of stuff that royalty wore, fine linen. And this is what her sheets are made out of. 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 27. You can see how this would sound pretty tantalizing to this young man. 1 Chronicles 15:27. But what he should have done is, number one, not been walking around at that hour. And when a woman comes up to you dressed like a harlot, turn the other way. And especially when she grabs you and kisses you, get away. But the longer you listen, the more enticing it sounds. She's got peace offerings. This day she paid her vow. She's been diligently seeking you. And she's got this beautiful bed and this amazing bedroom. And this just sounds like I at least want to check it out. I mean, I'm not going to do anything, but I just want to see what it looks like, right? It's got to be beautiful, right? You can just imagine what this idiot's thinking. 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 27. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 27. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and the Kenaniah, the master of the song, with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. So David the king is also clothed in fine linen. And not only were kings clothed in fine linen, but God's tabernacle was made out of fine linen. Exodus 25 and verse 4. So I gather from this, if God's king is clothed in fine linen, and God's tabernacle is made out of fine linen, and the priests are clothed in fine linen, which I'll get to in a minute, this must be about the finest stuff that you can get, because, you know, God really, he wanted it done up as good as could be. So I take it that if the woman had fine linen sheets, that's about it. It's like silk sheets or something. It's about as good as it gets. Exodus 25 and verse 4. It says, in blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair. This is referring to the tabernacle. And then also the priests were clothed in fine linen. Exodus 28 and verse 39. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And he's talking about Aaron and his sons here. He says, and make them coats, and so on in the next verse. This was the mitre, which was the hat, and the coat of the priest were to be of fine linen. So a bed such as she described here would be tempting to want to see and sleep in. As I mentioned before, some whores, even married ones especially, they actually try to buy men with gifts and luxurious accommodations, maybe in this case. And we already saw that verse in Ezekiel 16, 31 through 33, where the Lord charged Israel with that. It says, you're not a harlot because harlots are paid for their work. You don't take any pay. You're actually paying them for it. Right? And so we already looked at that. I'm not going to read it again. So the allure of the strange woman is building. And if this young man doesn't run soon, it's going to be too late. Now, next time we'll get to verse 17, where she continues to talk about her bed and how it's perfumed with all these nice spices. So not only does it look beautiful, it smells really nice too. And the temptation is just continuing to grow for this young man. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.